Thank you and welcome to Scripture on Creation. I'm Scott Kump.
And I'm Dr. Ben Scripture.
Dr. Scripture, in our last program, we were discussing the current Creation Matters newsletter, which has a couple of articles about the discovery of soft organic tissue in fossils dated to be millions of years old by evolutionists.
Yes, Scott, some blood and pigment proteins found in a supposedly 54-million-year-old fossil turtle is what we discussed last week. But we didn't have time to consider the oil that was found in a bird fossil.
Now, a bird fossil with organic tissue still in it has been found. We've gotten rather familiar with soft tissue in dinosaur fossils, but now paleontologists are finding soft tissue in fossils of other animals as well. Last week, we discussed a turtle dated to be 54 million years old. So how old are evolutionists claiming this bird fossil is?
Well, Scott, because of where this bird was found, it's considered to be 48 million years old. So if 54-million-year-old blood protein and melanin pigment isn't enough to make a person question the ages evolutionists assign to the rocks they find these organic molecules and tissues in, how about oil still present in the skin glands of a bird that they date to be 48 million years old?
Wow. If Quaker State could patent that stuff, they just might put Pennzoil and Valvoline out of business.
Well, Scott, the oil they found in this bird fossil isn't motor oil.
Oh, okay.
It's the oil a bird uses to preen its feathers.
Wow.
And as we discussed in the program about the proteins found in the turtle, the evolutionists were stunned to find oil still present in skin glands of a fossilized bird supposedly that old. Now, the original discovery and research was published in the October 2017 issue of the Proceedings of the Royal Society B Biological Sciences. But what we're going to do is talk about an article in the November-December 2017 issue of Creation Matters, the bi-monthly publication of the Creation Research Society, which reviews the findings. And what I want to do, like we did last time, is read from some of that review article, and it is entitled, Fossil Bird Oil Stuns Scientists. So here we go. A gland that birds use for preening, including the fatty oil, has been found in a fossil. Could it really be 48 million years old? Shortly after the reporting on soft tissue found in a turtle fossil, said to be 50 million years old, another story appeared about soft tissue, this time from a bird fossil said to be 48 million years old. The Senckenberg Research Institute and Natural History Museum put out this press release, quote, "As a rule, soft parts do not withstand the ravages of time. Hence, the majority of vertebrate fossils consist only of bones. Under these circumstances, a new discovery from the Messel Pit site near Darmstadt in Germany comes as even a bigger surprise. A 48-million-year-old skin gland from a bird containing lipids of the same age. The oldest lipids ever recorded in a fossil vertebrate were used by the bird to preen its plumage," unquote. The Messel Pit has yielded some of the best-preserved fossils in the world, even in the context of previous amazing finds at that site. This discovery struck the scientists by surprise.
So, Dr. Scripture, this discovery was made in Germany in the site called the Messel Pit. For some reason, that sounds familiar.
Well, Scott, that may be because, like it said, the Messel Pit has yielded some of the best preserved fossils in the world. So it's a very famous fossil site, as fossil sites go.
Oh, of course.
Maybe you're remembering a discovery we talked about that was made in that Messel Pit several years ago. The researchers named the fossil Ida.
Oh, yes.
And they claimed Ida was the earliest animal ever discovered, which was a direct ancestor of modern man.
You know, I think I do remember that. Wasn't there all kinds of fanfare building up to the release of a National Geographic documentary?
Mm-hmm.
They were claiming it was possibly the most important fossil ever found or something like that.
Yes, that was it. Ida. And Ida was said to be 48 million years old because the Messelpit fossil site supposedly contains remains of creatures alive 48 to 49 million years ago. And if you, and maybe even our listeners, remember, after all that sensational buildup to the release of the documentary, not just creationists, but the evolutionists were pretty critical of the claims the Ida discoverers made about it being a direct ancestor of modern man. Because after scientists, other than the discoverers of Ida, had a chance to evaluate it, the interpretation by most every paleontologist that subsequently studied it was that Ida was a lemur and not very different from lemurs alive today.
Isn't that interesting that if Ida was indeed 48 million years old, apparently lemurs haven't changed over that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But some other primate-like animal supposedly has evolved all the way from a monkey or ape-like creature into Homo sapiens over that same period of time.
And that's what the fossil record constantly demonstrates, Scott. The creatures we find in the fossil record that we recognize as turtles or alligators or squirrels or bats or fish or birds or lemurs are pretty much the same as we find alive today. And the list of animals found, for example, in the Messelpit is truly amazing. You know, so far, they have dug up over 10,000 fossilized fish of numerous species, thousands of aquatic and terrestrial insects, some with distinct coloration still preserved, for example, like a giant ant, innumerable small mammals, including pygmy horses, large mice, primates, hedgehogs, marsupials, aardvark relatives, and bats and pangolins.
Okay, stop a moment. What's a pangolin?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not a very commonly known animal. It has sort of scales on it, like an armadillo that we see in the United States, only the entire thing is covered with these really large scales. It sort of looks like an aardvark or an armadillo, and they're mostly found in Asia. But Scott, I haven't even exhausted the list of other kinds of creatures they've found in the Messelpit. They've dug up large numbers of birds, crocodiles, frogs, turtles, salamanders, and other reptiles and amphibians. And you know, Scott, one of the things that amazes me about that menagerie is with this huge variety, they all are found in this same deposit.
That's important.
That was quite an ecosystem that got buried.
Yeah.
Now, most researchers think that eruptions from a volcano are responsible for burying all those specimens. And that may be, but whatever it was, it sure was a catastrophe. And however long ago it happened, and I surely reject the claim that it was 48 million years ago, there was a whole bunch of animals living in that region now buried and fossilized. But some, as we're finding, only partially, and they are identifiable as being the same ones that are alive today. In other words, not a whole lot of evolution seems to have occurred in the last 48 million years, according to the deep time claims of evolutionists. And discoveries like we've talked about in our last program and today, the discoveries of unfossilized organic tissues, cast all kinds of doubt on the dates assigned to, for example, the formation of the Messelpit, as well as so many other fossil sites.
So, Dr. Scripture, the Messel site is obviously an important fossil site, but let's learn more about the bird fossil that was just found in it that apparently still has an unfossilized skin gland with oil still in it.
Okay, good idea. That's what we were talking about. So I'll read some more from the Fossil Bird Oil Stuns Scientists article. Gerald Mayer, ornithologist for the Senckenberg Research Institute, remarked, quote, "The discovery is one of the most astonishing examples of soft part preservation in animals. It is extremely rare for something like this to be preserved for such a long time. The organic materials that the soft parts consist of usually decompose within decades or even just a few years," unquote. And yet the lipids analyzed from the sample have kept their chemical composition for 48 million years. How? Well, here's another quote from the Senckenberg Research Institute release. quote, to date, it is not clear why the lipids from the uropygial gland were able to survive for so long. It is possible that they hardened into more decomposition-resistant waxes under exclusion of oxygen. In addition, the researchers assume that one of the properties of the preen oil played a role that is still shown by modern birds today, its antibacterial components, that may have been the reason that after the bird's death, only a few bacteria were able to settle in, preventing the full-on decomposition, unquote. So, Scott, as you can tell, these explanations are totally conjecture and are not based on any observable phenomena.
Exactly.
The fact is, what we have observed is these kinds of organic materials decompose quickly. And even with mitigating circumstances to slow down the decay, could they overcome it for tens of millions of years? And finally, as we talked about earlier, these fossils and the material found in them are identical to modern birds. In other words, there's been no evolution. Now, Bob Yerka, a writer for phys.org, which is a physics publication site, referring to the oil that they found, he said, quote, "It very closely resembled the chemical makeup of modern uropygial glands. Taken together, the team reports all signs point to the object representing an example of soft tissue surviving over the course of millions of years," unquote. The millions of years part of the story, though, does not come from observations. You know, for example, there's a date stamped on the specimen. It comes from Darwin's requirement that life has developed gradually over long time periods. The scientists clearly did not expect this soft tissue to remain that long. Plus, there was no evolution evident. You know, scientists should simply consider the distinct possibility that the remains indicate the bird did not fossilize very long ago. And of course, that would also indicate that the other fossils that they're finding, all of those fossils that they're finding in the Messel Pit, are not 48 million years old. And so, Scott, you know, we've seen now with the soft tissues found in dinosaur fossils, in the sea turtle that we discussed last week, here in the skin gland of a bird that we're talking about today, all of these finds, the evolutionists are scrambling to come up with some explanation, but all of them really have no common sense, and they're really quite silly. It reminds me what the Lord says about the wise of our world in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become foolish, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless." And that's not what I say, that's what Scripture says.